You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Don't ask me how, but something came up on Friday. We were talking about women being induced, pregnant women being induced. And there was conversation about that. There was also a combination. So we had like two topics going simultaneously. One was, what's the unusual way you've heard of inducing labor? And the other one, Jeremy, had something to do with like how you broke the news. Isn't that right?
That's right. I just happened to throw this question up. Every day I kind of throw a fun, goofy question up on my personal Facebook. You can find me by just searching Shut Up Jeremy on Facebook and you can follow along. But I said, how did you tell your husband / partner / boyfriend / lover, I think I covered all the bases there, that you were pregnant? So essentially, how did you tell somebody that you were with that you were pregnant? And the messages came rolling in, and I don't know why I threw it up there. I feel like it's just one of those moments where it's very special in a couple's life. And there's usually a story behind it. The funny thing is I remembered we were doing this morning, so I called my wife when I got to work, and I was like, hey, how did you tell me that you were pregnant?
The first time?
She had a miscarriage, so there was three times, but she's like, you know what the funny thing is? She's like, I don't remember. And I thought for sure I was going to get in trouble because I didn't remember any of the ways that she did it. She's like, oh my God, I don't remember. But I think the first one was just, you know, she took the test at the doctor's office because she had missed her, you know, period and stuff. And that's where she found out. And then she just came home and told me. And then the miscarriage happened. And then so for Lila, it was just kind of like, you know, we don't want to go too overboard with this. So she just told me again, I think is what we settled on.
Isn't like in the majority of cases, the way the news is broken, isn't it somebody standing in the kitchen holding one of the EPTs saying, we need to talk?
Essentially, yes.
Basically, it's
much.
A we need to talk conversation. Our world just changed.
I'll give you a few that just came in on Facebook. Jennifer says, I put a little jar of baby food on the dinner table that night in a third spot. So she made dinner, and you know, before hubby came in, she put the little jar of baby food there. Come on.
I mean, that is sweet. That's sweet.
Victoria says, I wrapped a little gift, and my husband opened it, and it was little tiny baby socks that said, I love you, Daddy. And he still has them in his home office, and she sent the little picture of the baby socks.
Oh, my heart. Be still my heart.
I know. It's so cute. Oh, my God. Let me give you one more. Is there another cutie one on here? Oh, this one's kind of funny. Melissa said, I took the ultrasound picture, put it inside a brochure for a vasectomy, and left it in the bathroom counter. This was for baby number three, she said.
Okay.
So that was pretty darn good. That one I like a lot. She's like, we're
done.
That's
really good.
This is it.
So now it's your turn. 303-691-1MIX 691 1649, how did you break the news? We want to hear. I was looking at this, and we'll just put to bed this inducement thing, but I was looking at the seven primary ways that you can kind of like hurry Mother Nature along. I've heard of some of these before. Exercise, yes. Sex, yes. I've heard about that. Yeah, that's number two on the list.
It doesn't work, I don't think.
It's number two on the list.
I don't think it works, but... We tried.
What, Dr. Jeremy here? What are you talking about?
Anecdotal evidence. I don't think
this
it works.
This is from the Healthline website.
Yeah, okay.
They say don't do that after your water has broken, though.
No, well, God, no.
It seems to me like you don't need to if your water is broken. Things are happening.
It's really weird if you want to do
acupuncture
that.
Acupuncture is on the list, and acupressure is on the list for inducing, and then eating dates, as in the fruit.
Oh, really?
Supposedly increases cervical dilation at the start of labor.
Just by eating dates?
Eating dates.
That is one I've never heard of.
Well, I do like to do my research. Here we go. 303-691-1MIX 691-1649. Why don't we take one quick call?
Okay.
Before we go to break, the interesting way, either you broke the news to someone that you were pregnant or they broke the news to you. I'm going to guess it's the latter here with Mike. Mike, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So how did you find out?
Well, so I was heading home from the grocery store one day, and all of a sudden a state patrol pulled in behind me, pulled me over. Yep, exactly. Had me nervous, thought I'd done something wrong, ended up handing them all my information. The trooper tells me that, you know, he pulled me over for my tags, but in the back he noticed that it had an improperly restrained child back there. I look, because I only had my one daughter back there, and I kind of go, "You're funny," and as I turned around, he handed me a onesie that said "Plot Twist" on it, and then I kind of put the pieces together, and it was way better than a speeding ticket.
So
assuming this is your wife who did this. Yeah. How did she set this up?
Does she work for the police department?
She worked with people who worked for the police department. So they were able to prove it through a bunch of supervisors. And
was she with you in the car?
She was, yeah.
That's perfect. Okay, that's good.
Fantastic.
Boy, and to keep a straight face that whole time, you know.
Oh, and she recorded it. So, yeah, we got the video of it. So
that's great, buddy.
That's excellent.
That. I love it.
Mike, that's a great story. Thank you for being on the show. We hope you have a great day, my friend.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Yeah, I've got some funny texts coming in. Beth says, "I actually threw the pregnancy test at my husband in a panic, saying, 'Does this say what I think it says?'"
That's awesome. There was another one that came into my Facebook where she said she was sitting on the edge of the tub just going F, 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 F. And the husband came in and was like, "What's wrong?" And she showed him. No. Aww. Yeah. A little shocking
hopefully,
at times.
Hopefully things turned happier
hopefully,
later.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones and let's see what stories people have for us. Carlin, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. How are you doing?
So, how did you find out? Okay, Carlin, we're going to put you on hold. Your phone is breaking up like crazy. We're going to put you on hold. Josh is going to talk with you until we get you in a good spot because we do want to hear your story. So, don't wander off. We got to get your cell signal in a good place. Rick, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I've had a vasectomy. I'm doing great.
Right. So, am I.
So what's the story?
So my first one, my wife set the pregnancy test on the counter in the bathroom. It took me 2 days to find it. When I did, I was like, "What is this? Like, who's pregnant?" Couldn't put two and two together.
Who's pregnant
in this house? Yeah. So she left it there.
Were there multiple possibilities?
Are you guys swingers or what?
It was us living with two other guys in a house.
Oh, okay. So, well.
Yeah. I see.
Those guys are, yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
2 days that it sat there, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You're not very observant, are you?
Rick, thank you for the call. We appreciate you very much. Do we get Carlin back? Let's try. Carlin, hello.
Hey, sorry about that, guys.
You're no problem. Now. You're good.
What's the story?
So, my wife had taken the pregnancy test and left it on the sink for the first child. And I walked in to use the restroom after the fact, you know, after she'd been in there. And I didn't realize she had taken a pregnancy test. And so when I walk in, I see the test. You know, obviously I'm in panic mode because I'm in the bathroom. I'm like, was I supposed to actually see this or not? Come out, shocked face. My wife's like, "Oh, I left it in there." And then obviously just, you know, excitement ensued. And we were really excited. But the funny part is she did it another time for our second child. And exactly the same situation happened where walked in, saw the test, walked out. It was like, "You got to stop doing this.
You guys pee a lot."
I know, right?
This is becoming a habit.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, you start wondering if you're going to walk into the bathroom and see another pregnancy test. You know,
yeah. That's funny.
You know what? You're going to have to just go outside and pee against a tree, Carlin. That's going to solve that problem.
There was a message right that now. Came in on Facebook where the woman had, you know, done the test in the bathroom and sat in there while it, you know, brewed for 5 minutes and it was negative. So she tossed it in the trash can. And then a few hours later, the husband came back in, was going to the bathroom and happened to notice it sitting in the trash can. And in that time, it had turned positive.
Oh.
And he came back out and was like, "Were you going to tell me?" And then she freaked out.
Oh,
she's like, "Oh my God, it said negative when I threw it away."
That's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They're our Super Bowl babies, so they're exactly 3 days apart. So exact same timeline both times. We had both kids. It was pretty crazy. So
that's great. Yeah, Carlin, thank you for the call, my friend. Thank you for being on the show. I'm wondering if the one who threw it away as a negative and then it turned positive, I mean, it might have been that subconsciously she only gave it like 3 seconds.
Oh, and she thought it was like 10 or whatever it is.
Yeah, she was like, okay, it's negative. Good, I can go.
Oh, my God.